This is an Audio Wool original.
This episode of Fright Day is brought to you by Gates of Hell Chipotle Hot Sauce by Fright Day. Bold chipotle flavor blended with habanero peppers for just the right burn, kissed with garlic and passion fruit, zero human blood, like none at all. Visit shop.frightday.com before the first batch disappears.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us, go to patreon.com/frightday.
Fright Day presents Cinema Autopsy. A look inside the genre's most significant classics.
Welcome to Cinema Autopsy, campers, the show where we illuminate a classic horror film by campfire light and discuss all the best kills and crop tops. This week, surprise, but also
not at all.
We're providing riveting commentary over the 1980 counselor slasher Sean S. Cunningham's Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Friday the 13th. So I hope you're having a good one.
Yep.
Kelly's not.
No, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm going to try and keep myself open to new perspectives, Byron.
You just might learn a thing. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you may be, and this might be not the best way to start a podcast, but what's your deal?
So Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th.
Completely different films.
Associated, though. You know what I mean?
Well, one's got a Johnny Depp and one's got a Kevin Bacon.
I just don't love them.
I mean,
here's the thing. I think that they were movies that you almost had to watch in your youth.
Yeah.
In order to have a fondness and appreciation for them.
I watched Friday the 13th for the first time 8 years ago.
In your youth.
Don't you dare.
In your youth.
I was like 27.
Youth.
That's not youth, is youth. It?
It's younger than how old I am right now.
Well, I guess that's true. But I mean, I didn't watch it as a kid. I didn't watch it when it came out. And I don't, you know me, don't like the 80s very much. But I feel like this might be the last good slasher that came out in the 80s.
Really? So yeah. In 1980?
80, yeah, that's where it ended for me.
Right, because you don't like it.
It's a very controversial thing to say.
So Byron and I hate this movie, but we're going to talk about it tonight.
Yeah,
no, actually, I've never watched the whole thing straight through. I've just seen pieces of it.
I watch it all the time. I think this one's a great one.
Okay, well, good. Let's get on it.
Well, I guess so. Today, we're going to be doing commentary of the original version here. No frills, no bells, no whistles, no machetes.
Ugh.
Actually, some machetes.
A
but
couple.
The 95-minute version. Very brisk cut.
Brisk.
And we are going to be giving you some visual cues as we start this thing. There's going to be a link to rent this if you don't own it already in the show notes of this episode. Is this going to main feed? I think it might be.
I think so.
Oh, wow. So everyone can check this out. Show notes episode of Friday.com. It's a Friday the 13th celebration. And there's a handful of these cinema autopsies available if you like this sort of thing, where Kelly and I talk some facts and some smacks about, about classic films and not so classic ones like The Abyss. That isn't even a horror film. Spoiler alert.
So good, though.
I think that might have been one of the most uncomfortable moments that I've ever had on a podcast with
Why?
You. Why? Because I was unable to edit it out due to the structure of a commentary. We had a conversation about nuclear weapons that...
Oh, right. And how I wasn't supposed to be worried about them.
Yeah, and we don't need to keep talking about it. That's for sure. But rent your copy, pop in your DVD or even your VHS copy of this thing, because we're about to start and we'll give you some visual cues and I'll even play some audio that you can try to match up to for the first few seconds of this thing. But yeah, it's time for us to watch Sean S. Cunningham's Friday the 13th. And we are going to press play in 3, 2, 1. Paramount, a golf and western company.
Now it turned blue.
Rated R. Uh-oh, we're in big trouble. And I already put food in my mouth? A Sean S. Cunningham film. What do you know about Sean S.?
I know nothing. That's a picture that makes me dislike the movie more, though.
He's doing double thumbs up at a convention in 2014 on his Wikipedia page. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's 80.
Yeah, he's not young. You ever go to camp? You ever a summer camp person?
Yeah.
You did sleepaways?
Yeah.
Camp Crystal Lake, 1958. Where's your brightness on this thing? little sing-along going on.
4-H sewing and cooking camp is what I went to.
So do you, were you just tending to other people's needs for a weekend?
No, I was learning how to cook and learning how to sew. And then we did all the fun other camp things that you do at camp.
Okay.
Like get stabbed with machetes.
No, that's not what happens. Sewing needles. It's your own kind of horror feature. No, I never did a sleepaway camp. I was
What is that supposed to be? It annoys me.
Well, it's his breath, of course.
His weird rhythmic breath? I don't get that at all.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll figure that out as we investigate this. The real story behind Friday the 13th's iconic whisper sound effect. Do you want that?
Yes, I do. Oh, God, I don't like it.
I love it.
It probably annoys me because it's been so overdone since, but, like, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's of course, a Henry Manfredini thing, which I should let you know. We have an article. Our old writer Maggie did an interview with him for Friday the 13th in 2018.
Ooh.
So it was inspired by.
Wait, so this is a Jesus camp?
Well, maybe in 1958, they all were, right? 1958. Where were you, Kelly?
Well, let's see. I suppose that I was an egg in my mother's ovaries.
So, well, yeah, you were. You were half of that, yeah. But inspired by consonant-heavy Polish scores that he was studying at the time.
Okay.
That's pretty
consonant
interesting.
Consonant-heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that it is like an S and an H, which is
those are consonants. So he reduced the words kill and mommy down to two syllables, which is kind of interesting, huh? Maybe get into that later. Yeah, didn't do this at camp. I went to National Youth Sports Program, NYSP camp.
Oh, I went there, but that wasn't sleepaway. That was day camp.
No, it was day camp. And
we were going to try and pull the wool over our eyes.
Nope, I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you that I've never done an overnight. And basketball camp, I was there for a day, and then some guy purposefully chest passed a ball at me hard and stubbed my fingers, so.
This reminds me of Dirty Dancing.
I've never seen it. Never seen it.
Yeah, he just reminds me of the guy that gets the girl pregnant and then.
So Sean, raised in Connecticut, graduated from Franklin and Marshall College.
Ooh,
so I don't know that one. School. What's that's that one all about?
Yeah, that's a good. Private it's an old one.
Private liberal arts college, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yep, yep.
Don't know much about it. Worked for theater companies, including the New York City's Lincoln Center and Oregon Shakespeare Festival, which is actually a lot.
BFD.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Why don't they hear his annoying breath?
I don't know if that's just for us or them, if that's like an internal, you know? Really interesting thing, though, is so this guy, he...
with the camp counselor that's...
I'm jumping ahead a little bit. He worked with Wes Craven on Last House on the Left.
Okay.
We might rewind a bit later, but he's also very inspired by John Carpenter's Halloween. Which, could kind of explain this cold open strategy, which is very similar to the Michael Myers.
I don't know why I like Michael Myers so much better.
I mean, it's boring.
Okay,
exactly
now they're using
the
psycho
same.
Music. Like no, blatant that's psycho music.
It's Henry. That's a Henry score for sure.
Okay, anybody listening to this, right there it switched. Now it's not psycho. Up until that point, that was 100% psycho ripoff.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I guess we could check.
Okay, so why did he do these things?
If you don't know, what? Wait for this. This is really cool. Dun, 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 dun. Amazing score. It's really one of the best ones, but I love that glass break effect.
Why? Too.
It's cool for back in 1980. Are you kidding me?
But what's the relevance of it? It doesn't make any sense
no,
in the context.
Jason definitely smashes through some windows in this movie.
Okay.
He does. I'm serious. Your
here we
attitude.
Go back to the, I thought now we're at the psycho ripoff again.
Just going back
nope,
and forth between
away.
Two notes is not a psycho
no,
ripoff.
No, it's the
Fanu,
frantic
Fanu,
strings.
Fanu.
Okay, hold on.
Well, yeah, try to look at Manfredini is a boss and a king and a pimp. So leave him alone, okay? Please. I guess we should open with a tagline since there's a handful of them. And I wrote them all down.
Jason.
Nope. Lucky 13? I think not.
Nobody ever talks about how Friday the 13th soundtrack is a ripoff of Psycho's soundtrack.
Oh my fucking God, here we go. Are we going to get crop topped right now? No, not quite.
I love a delicatessen.
Friday, June 13th.
The present, except not. This is actually 44 years ago, or 42 years ago.
Almost to the day.
Actually, it is.
It is to the day. Wow, great. I mean, it can happen anywhere, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course...
Oh, there's actually a video that mashes up the Psycho theme song and Friday the 13th.
We'll post it somewhere.
I'm saying that clearly this wasn't a Kelly weird thing. This is fact.
Well, you also know that I don't... Well, maybe that means next one we need to do is Psycho. Because
I do love Psycho. Really,
I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Good old dog.
That is a good doggo right there.
There's got to be a story about that dog, right? If you go to FridayThe13th.fandom.com, it breaks down all of the dogs in the movies.
Okay, interesting.
That was Toby, I believe. There's Gordon, Toby, and Muffin throughout the franchise. Nope. See, that's the problem. Toby's from Jason Takes Manhattan. He just looks familiar. Must be a nod. We gotta break into the actual story of this fucking thing. We're dragging our feet, Kelly.
Oh, actually, apparently this composer said he was paying homage to Psycho.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was...
I just didn't like your attitude.
Rip-off-y.
I didn't like your attitude.
I didn't like his attitude. Thievery.
Come on now. That's not cool.
This does not look like a welcoming crowd.
You're not a big fan of townies? Well, you got to remember, we're talking about a post-60s world. Come on now. No one's hitchhiking it these days. It's 1980 now. What do you think about Annie?
Real bubbly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Annie Phillips. Oh, I love it. Crazy Ralph. See, I was a secret DJ for a while, and I went by Death Curse.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, it was a good name.
It's a fun reference. I still... Oh, my God. Okay, the things that have happened in the first 5 minutes of this movie...
Yeah. Do you hate it or love it?
Okay, it's just really depressing to think about how...
By Crazy Ralph.
Being, like, verbally and physically accosted by two men within your first 30 seconds in a town...
And she's
is
still...
not enough to, like, break a smile.
Nope. Still doing great.
That's not Jonathan Winters, is it?
No. Walter Gorley was the guy who just was Crazy Ralph.
No, this guy.
I know, and I'm trying to figure out what was his name. Did you catch it?
No.
Hmm. He is... I don't know, actually. He's just a truck driver.
God, he sounds a lot like Jonathan Winters.
His name is Enos. He's employed by the Easton Oil Supply. And he is played by Rex Everhart.
Uh-oh.
Was the Death Curse, of course. Oh, Rex died in 2000, by the way. Did you know that he played the voice of Maurice, Belle's father, in the 1991 musical animated
All
film?
All you had to say was Maurice.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh, Wait, what was that? The counselors were Barry Jackson and Claudette Hayes. They were getting frisky and got killed, so. Yeah. Do you know where this was filmed?
Oh my God, I'm just like...
You just don't like the fact that...
Dumb kids know-it-alls. I did just blatantly grab your butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of gaslighting. Listen, Annie, you should be... Actually, it's the least of your worries, Annie. Because...
Oh, Annie.
Let me read another tagline real quick. I got a good one here. Fridays will never be the same again. Not a bad one, right?
That is pretty good.
I don't hate it. Camp Nobibosco. I'll do it one more time. Camp Nobibosco.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually, on the Friday stream, twitch.tv/Friday, I don't know why I'm plugging it in this evergreen episode. Yeah,
you're very interesting that way.
I've been doing a lot of Twitch streaming. I apologize. We watched
an episode. She's feisty.
Yeah, you can tell in the way she walks, right?
I mean, honestly, it's a weird pep in your step for carrying a giant backpack. I find that.
I like those vintage
ones. Oh, now it's Deliverance.
I see those. Quit. Leave them alone. I like those old camping backpacks. I always look for them. There's your bacon boy.
Who's that guy? Why do I recognize him?
Well, I might talk about him. I don't know. Is that Bill?
It's not Maurice.
We'll figure it out as we go. Of course.
What is... Okay, this is just... Is this how things were in 1980?
Yeah, people had a lot more fun driving trucks and listening to Southern banjo rock. Banjo music? Yeah, that's like my this dream, Kelly.
Southern rock. This is banjo music. Well,
I said Southern music, didn't I?
You said Southern rock, you psychopath.
I'm going to crack
open...
That is
a really badly appropriated totem pole right there.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Looks a little bit like SpongeBob foreshadowing.
I'm sipping on a Coca-Cola Starlight.
Oh, we got... some Funke Never Nudes. We've got a red scarf. Oh, those glasses, that mustache.
Yeah, you loved that. You were surprised to see him look up like that.
Ugh.
He's got a handkerchief. Good shorts. Great camp socks, though. Let's be honest.
The camp socks are great, but everything else about what he's doing makes no sense.
This is 1980. It's actually present day. You really think we need to do this right now?
This is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got to get rid of this tree stump camp stuff.
The camper, the campers are coming. We got to get rid of this thing. This is insane. What was his name?
Ned.
Thank you. So that's Mark Nelson.
All right, tell me about Mark. He's been in stuff I've seen.
Well, this was his first film, 1980. Then he was in Bloodhounds of Broadway a couple years later, 30-something. Law and Order in 1996, he was in one episode. Spin City for 4 episodes.
Nope.
A bunch of Law and Order. The Good Wife for 1 episode.
Nope, never watched that.
I don't think you know this guy.
No, I do. I just...
That bad form. You're not getting any leverage with that hammer.
This is terrible.
What do you mean?
The acting?
No.
The plot?
No, no, no. These people are just cleaning up a camp, these actors.
Fucking never nude shorts make no sense.
It is, Kelly, you cannot critique. They didn't make up this fashion for the movie.
No, but he's not supposed to be fashionable.
They all are.
No. Oh, God, it's like they all.
This is a look.
Oh, they're all so creepy.
Yeah, it's a look.
You know who she looks like is the waitress.
She does kind of look like the waitress from, of course, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Charlie's real life wife.
So a New York-based firm was hired to find 8 young actors to play the camp staff.
Because they had no money. And so they said, we will give you $12.
Well, Sean said he
and
wasn't.
And a pair of cutoff shorts.
Sean said he wasn't looking for great actors. But
well, he won then.
And he won that was likable. So there's that.
Oh, God.
I need you to get over it. This is not a unique thing in 1979 when they shot this. This is a normal look in every movie that I enjoy from this era.
But he's supposed to be like a practical outdoor worker right now.
I don't know about that. He's like the guy who bought the camp, isn't he?
Yeah. This feels like a porn movie.
I mean, sure. I'll give you that.
This feels more like X than X felt like X.
I'm not going to deny everything oh, that God. You say.
Oh, God, everything about it.
That was creepy.
Stop touching. Don't Stop touch touching me. People.
Well, you shouldn't be touching Alice, played by Adrienne King.
All of these women are getting so uncomfortably and unwarranted. I will tell you. Wow, she looks exactly the same.
Yeah, she has the
she
same
has
haircut.
She has aged well.
There's a picture on her wiki from 2009, but yeah. Oyster Bay, Long Island, New York. First generation American. English parents. Well, no, her mom was from Liverpool and her father was a Hungarian Jewish Czech fella.
Oh, that must be Jason.
Oh, wow.
It's a healthy looking tree, though.
So in 1979, while she was appearing in a commercial for Burger King, she was referred to Sean S. Cummings through a friend for the role.
Oh, my God. So he's got a golf cart.
I think it was a Jeep, right? Hell yeah. That shirt was good. That outfit's great.
You know who I...
Fucking chill,
You
Kelly.
Know who Ned reminds me of?
Tell me.
The husband and Miss Maisel.
Never seen it.
Oh. I guess ex-husband.
Don't... Come on. Don't spoil something I've never seen just because...
I mean, that's not really much of a spoiler.
No, is that early on?
Yeah, real early.
You know,
nice archery work.
Fucking Ned. Great shirt. No, Ned, you're fucking scary, just like everyone else.
Don't smile!
I think she liked it. We can let them be flirtatious. They can have fun, even though it's still slightly misogynistic
also,
and weird.
Also, she's Bacon's girlfriend, right?
Oh, I guess, yeah. I missed that at the beginning, but... See, it was a Jeep, not a golf cart. My dad had one of those.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Everything was wide open.
So, want to hear something weird? One time my dad shot a deer and put the head of it in the back of his Willys Jeep.
He has a Willys Jeep?
Yeah.
Okay, those are cool.
He sold it eventually. It
really?
Didn't have an engine, but...
Oh, that's too bad, because those are really cool.
And then he left the deer head in there and never did anything with it. So as a kid, I would...
Oh, so that's why you are how you are? That's where it came from?
I would sneak back there and flip up the tattered blue tarp in the back and look at it.
Yep.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, wow. This is just wildly... It's not a place that any of these people should be.
I love Camp Blood. I would go counsel there.
Where is Crystal Lake, incidentally?
Like in lore?
This isn't what's his butt. This is somebody else.
Nope, you're right. The old bait and Jeep and switch.
Well, the other guy didn't have a Jeep. It was fully open. I don't know why you're not paying attention to me.
Because I'm trying to do my other part of the job. My job isn't to just watch the film.
Oh, she's
bailing. It's also to talk about the film. I do apologize for the confusion that may have.
Oh, boy. Back to some psycho music. Now we know things are going to get murdery again because we got psycho music.
What about Jaws music?
It's not frantic strings. It's the bass, but it's not the frantic strings.
I still think...
Annie. Like that right there?
Yeah, but these... The ups and downs, the octaves are really, I think...
No, that's 100% psycho.
Well,
go look at the score. Like, go look at the sheet music for it.
I would like you to...
It is octave-y.
Yes, okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's different footwear than what I was expecting from Jason.
What do you think that Jason's got there?
I don't know. I just expected him to look more like Michael Myers.
Jesus, Kelly.
With a hockey mask.
I might be... You may have never seen this movie.
No, I told you. I've never seen it straight through. I've seen like a couple of the kill scenes and...
Oh, I was going to talk about the location though.
Boy Scout camp.
MTV Fear. I watched an episode of that on stream. That's why I brought up the Twitch stream. Is they still use it for film work? Uh-oh. No. Oh, and there we go, my boy, Thomas Savini. He was one of the first crew members on board for the film because the producers loved his work in another film that we've covered for Cinema Autopsy.
Oh, my God. Bacon, for real?
Dawn of the Dead.
I'm sorry. I can't talk about that. What?
That's a Speedo.
But it...
Hell yeah, man. That is some ad lib right there.
This is so bad.
I've never seen someone do an improv somersault before. And I love it. All right. They're just goofing around, Kelly. Leave them alone. But yes.
Well, ooh, Michael has a ring? I mean, Jason.
Tom Savini, though. You know Thomas Savini.
Yeah, he's a special effects dude.
Yeah, and he's also Love Machine in one of my favorite films, From Dusk Till Dawn. But is it Love Machine? I think that's right. Yeah, people loved his work in Dawn of the Dead, so they hired him to do that next slice.
Uh-oh.
And a whole bunch of other things. So he wanted to do it so much that he actually stayed on the campsite. He didn't get a hotel like all the other... cast members.
I mean, was he worried that he would lose the gig if he stayed in a hotel?
Well, I mean, they just didn't want to waste the budget if he could just stay on site.
Huh.
Savini, I mean, I don't know where he was in level of popularity, but he obviously was making a name for himself at that point. Dawn of the Dead was a
What's wrong with Ned?
I don't really know.
Oh, wow. She's just leaping out and then bacon belly flop.
Yeah, he did a belly flop.
And they were like, whatever, we're not going to refilm it. How many people does it...
I think he's probably fine, right? So this wasn't written by Sean, though. It was written by Victor Miller.
What the just happened?
He doesn't know how to swim,
so he just jumped off and then suddenly was like, oops.
I feel like didn't she roll him in? But he seemed to be okay with it, right? Uh-oh, is he gonna pull a Smalls? You're killing me, Smalls.
He might.
Was it Squints or Smalls?
Smalls.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen The Sandlot.
It's Smalls.
He pulled it. Yeah, they did. All fucking sexual abusers, aren't
they? Every single one of them.
Yeah, wow. Not great.
God, what a world.
Great film, though. Victor B. Miller wrote this thing. Original screenplay, kicked off quite the franchise, but Victor wasn't involved with any of the other sequels and remained credited for the characters, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Afterwards, went on to win 3 daytime Emmy Awards for writing for soap operas.
Oh, God, I do not like snakes. That looks like a scary guy,
too. I'm not a fan of black snakes, but I feel like the darker, the safer, except for the black mamba, right?
Because the
brightly colored, no, it's the brightly colored ones that are safer because they appear more poisonous, I believe. How do you feel about a 2-inch cot?
Yeah, that's real uncomfortable.
Yeah. At 4-H camp, did they do it?
I don't remember what the pets were like. I don't have memories of things.
Kind of in the woods, right?
Oh my gosh. Why are we in here?
See, this is because it's like an early mumblecore that I like it. There's no way, why are we in here?
Was in the script.
I love that. That's great.
Call him?
All right, they're just having a goof. Come on now.
Okay, these are not people you want working for you.
What, just because they...
Not as act... Well, that was a little bit unnecessary.
Seems like a real snake too, right?
Yeah, the PETA definitely was not on the ball with this one.
Let's see. Did they kill a real snake?
Like, you do not want to hire these people as actors. You also don't want to hire them as camp counselors.
So fans have been debating that for a long time.
What the fuck is wrong with Ned?
He's a freaking goof. Well, okay. He might... Yeah, I agree. It's the PC police. Ned, you're under arrest. Oh my god.
What? And that is a McPoyle.
Kind of. And that was a real snake, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, they did murder a real snake. What kind of snake was it?
It doesn't really say, but apparently the scene was a spontaneous idea and largely improvised. So.
Yeah, horrible acting.
It was a bull snake. Yeah, that's a harmless one, like I said. Wow. Leave crazy Ralph alone. Come on now. I think he's fine.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Oh my god. Oh god, the glasses. Here we go. Yep.
Hell yeah. That should be a shirt. We ain't gonna stand for no weirdness out here. Well, actually,
Byron,
in these days.
This is a terrible
days,
movie.
No, it's a great film. It's a classic, and I love
Byron,
it.
Byron, is it over yet?
Nope. Ron Carroll driving off into the... Well, turning back around, burning out on a police bike. Mostly worked on Broadway, if you can believe it, Kelly.
Huh.
Over 20 credits. Oklahoma.
Wow, yeah. Maybe he has a really good singing voice then.
Yeah, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying with Matthew Broderick. Annie, Get Your Gun.
I didn't realize you could go stay at this place.
Like you can actually still stay there? Hey, there's... Hell yeah, dude. It's a death curse, baby. Great outfits, all three of them. Even him.
That neck is a great outfit.
It's got a death curse. Mm-hmm. So it was in New Jersey. Just so
you know. We talked about that already.
Okay, good. Just I didn't know where we landed on that because it was pretty isolated little area in New Jersey, except they had a neighbor, famous neighbor.
So do you know that's... Wait.
Lou Reed owned a farm nearby.
No way.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
That's jazzy.
They got to watch him play for free.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Savini and his assistant apparently rode their motorcycles in the woods, just like that super cool police officer.
Yeah, kind of like that scene in Dawn of the Dead. Remember when the whole biker gang goes into the mall at the end? Savini was in part of that as well.
Oh, he really liked his bikes.
He's a great guy on a bike.
Wow.
Is this one of the first examples of like a truly ensemble horror cast, though?
I'm trying to think about that. I don't know. I think about The Haunting. That's pretty ensemble. That's true.
And that's like, that was a classic concept. Those black and white pictures. Yeah. Getting people from all different kinds of walks of life.
This may be one of the first like youth-oriented ensemble.
Certainly slasher ensemble. Well, I guess Halloween. Well, I would say no to Halloween, actually.
They do have too many taglines.
Yeah, do you want to do another one real quick?
They were warned they are doomed, and on Friday the 13th, nothing will save them.
So that's my favorite
They one. Really needed to commit.
I like that one. Well, I mean, some of them are for different regions, different posters. Like, on Friday the 13th, they began to die horribly, one by one. That's for the UK, which I don't really...
It's odd.
But
a 24-hour nightmare of terror?
I mean, let's slow down. I want to save some of these, Kelly. This is what we talked about.
What is that? Is that another snake or is that a badger? What was that?
I wasn't looking. I was reading. What was it? Oh, my God. Can you believe? Have we seen Bill? What one's Bill?
What is going on here?
This is just young love, Kelly.
I think it's actually just bacon.
So what we're seeing here is a voyeuristic moment that's supposed to make us be like, who's watching them?
It's an unsettling moment. We've gotten that point.
Yeah, well, then that you just asked what it was. That's what it is.
No, I just mean, they doing on the freaking logs? Dance? It just was...
That's fun. It's fun to walk around and hold hands with a crush. Relax.
I don't know. Ned looks like he's having more fun walking on the little irrigation drainage pipe tube. There.
Yeah. I think he's lonelier than we know. And he appears to be lonely.
He's got a killer whistle, though.
Yeah. Have we met Bill, though? What one's Bill?
Ned, don't go investigate that. Are you going to be the first one dead? Ned? Oh, I guess Annie. Are you going to be the second one dead, Ned? Oh, Ned.
Hey, leave Ned alone. I don't like the 88 is a... See, now this is part of my right-wing extremist research that haunts me. So 88, what's the eighth letter of the alphabet?
H? Holmes?
Heil Hitler.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a coded white supremacist tattoo style.
Awful.
Yeah.
These people do no work.
They're not really, I mean, the camp hasn't started yet. They just arrived early to prepare. And let them fuck around, okay? They're kids. In reality, they're probably like 16, like if this was like actually a camp, you know. They shouldn't be expected to be doing
that. Hold on, there was literally just like a fireball light.
Have you never seen lightning before?
It doesn't look like that.
I don't think you've ever seen real lightning. Have you fallen off of your love of Kevin Bacon?
I never had a big love of Kevin Bacon.
I thought you did. I thought you were a big pro-Bacon guy.
No,
you loved
I
him
like
in
him.
Things heard and seen or seen and
yeah,
heard.
Yeah, I thought it was good. No, he's not. He's never been. No, he's not my.
Was that the one?
He looks like a skeleton.
Yeah, yeah.
I find his bone structure frightening.
He certainly hasn't changed very much.
No, I'm a Leo.
I love it.
Okay. They couldn't do better than that.
Do you want to talk about budget here?
Yeah, actually I do.
All right. So I'll give you three and we'll see what you think it's at.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on. I got to get my visualization numbers game on. Okay. Let's go.
I mean, that's a good shot. Let's go with, here we go. $5 million, $1 million, $550,000, or $125,000.
$550,000.
That's exactly right. Yep. $550,000. But it ended up making $39 million in the end. This is a regular paranormal activity type situation.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Just. Oh, God. Oh.
I don't want you to be horrified by people having fun.
No, like, I'm horrified by the...
There's the first crop top of the night, by the way.
I don't even know if that counts as a crop top.
I mean, her mid is rifted.
Yeah, but it's just because her shirt's pushed up. It's not like a legitimately short shirt.
I couldn't tell.
I just...
What has he done as a character that's been wrong so far?
He hasn't been too terrible.
Yeah, he's been fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Of course, Kevin Bacon, by the way. Was this one of his first films?
It had to have been. This was pre-Footloose.
Let's look at his full filmography here.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't his absolute first.
He played Chip Diller in National Lampoon's Animal House, which I've never seen. He was in Starting Over as husband, young couple, which is kind of interesting. And then Hero at Large, he played second teenager. And then, later that same year, Friday the 13th, Jack Burrell.
Okay.
You know.
Was
Footloose was 4 years later.
Nightmare on Elm Street, one of Depp's first?
I'm not sure. See, and this is why I didn't think that the, well, a lot of people shit on the X sequence where they played Landslide in its entirety.
Why?
People thought it was cheesy and dumb and bad, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. Kid Cudi and Brittany Snow?
Yeah.
That was great.
No, I liked it a lot.
Oh, I don't like that. So I typed John into Wiki, and it goes Johnny Depp, then John Wayne Gacy, and then John Cena.
Wait, John Cena what?
That's the order of Johns that showed up in my Wiki.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now they're playing strip poker.
Well, these people are making love.
Yep.
No soundtrack. That's kind of interesting.
Other than the...
like, you like making love, damn.
I mean, that was... There weren't... First of all, they didn't have money for it.
No, of course not. But it's kind of interesting, though. It's just fully scored.
It's uncomfortable because I'm just waiting. Somebody's going to get stabbed.
His debut in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. And then it was 21 Jump Street time. Uh-oh.
Poor Ned.
Just another neck cut, huh? All right. Those kills certainly do get more creative as the franchise goes on.
You know, it's funny. I read a thing where Savini said that he turned down 2 because it was stupid.
Really?
Yep.
I like 2. 2 is actually my favorite Jason Voorhees because he's burlap sackhead Jason Voorhees. He's overalls Jason Voorhees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite one. But Bill. I don't think we've seen Bill yet. Or if we did, he hasn't.
No,
really...
we have. Bill was the one that was back at the cabin playing strip poker.
Oh, okay. So Bill is actually the son of Bing Crosby.
The surviving one? How many years did he last after this?
I believe he's...
Because we all know what happened to Bing's kids.
Yeah, Bing's kids don't do very well. His Harry Crosby is his name, and he is out of the acting game for sure. He's an investment banker.
Oh, no, but he's still alive?
It appears he's 63 and still alive.
Okay, so he's the last one standing, isn't he?
I guess. I mean, we did kind of go into that during one of our Christmas episodes of Behind the Screams. But apparently he sang with Bing in a lot of his specials from 1966 through 1978. So he must have been the golden child.
Because he was living?
Yeah, well, seems that way, right?
Well, then are those Budweisers and like those fun little session bottles?
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of them were kind of like in those Mickey's bottles back then.
Now it's just Sessions.
Is it Sessions? What's the other Jamaican beer that has rock, paper, scissors under it?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. I just know Sessions. I don't drink, so I make people pop caps for me.
Well, there you go.
In my honor. More beer? No one's checking up on them, though. Like,
well, who's going to check up on them?
I don't know.
Nobody would suspect that there's anything to check up on,
well,
right?
Well, it seems like they didn't sneak away at the end of the night, you know? It's just kind of a weird time to
they already noted that they knew where they were. What book is that? What book is that? Can you see what book that is?
I can't. But hang tight. What could that be?
Proust.
Uh-oh. Yes, my guy. Oh, that's such a good Savine.
Okay, so we're supposed to believe that he just thrust that...
The tip of an arrow through a 2-inch mattress, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of bone and tissue and muscle.
Oh, come on.
And past straight the spine. Clean into the front.
It looks better for it to be center, of course.
Yeah, that was...
A great kill. Congratulations, Kevin Bacon.
We could have been a lot more realistic with it.
You didn't need to, that's for sure. Didn't need to do that. Would you consider Kevin Bacon a good-looking kid you might see in a Pepsi commercial? Because Sean was looking for.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Oh, here come the rivers of blood that she foreshadowed with her prophetic dream.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean was just looking for a payday with this thing. He admitted it, and the writer admitted to completely cribbing Halloween. But somehow, they came out with something a little bit better than what they expected.
So Savini was too good for two?
Yeah.
But he did come back for four.
Really? Is that a new beginning? What one's that?
It was supposed to be the last one, final chapter.
Ah, okay. I don't know what one that is. Do you traditionally celebrate Friday the 13th?
Mm-hmm, I try to.
What do you do to celebrate?
Watch something scary with Sam, typically. Yeah.
I try to, and most of them I've missed.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been harder.
Yeah. You got the kiddos, and we've got our busy schedule.
Yep.
Trying to keep up with all this.
Yep.
Doing a Hepburn. What?
What is... This is fucking weird.
You don't do impersonations of actors in the mirror?
Nope.
Well... Impressions? Impersonations. What's the difference?
It's actually a really good question, Byron, and I don't have an answer for you.
If you think it means bad luck, you don't know the half of it. What does that one mean?
I'm
13.
Sure
they leaned into the 13 thing being an unlucky number.
I'm sure we've done this before, but what are the origins of Friday the 13th being unlucky?
I think it's just the number 13.
No, but it's only unlucky when it's on a Friday.
The cultural origins.
There we go.
Friday the 13th.
That's what I needed.
Let's see what we got here. So the Gregorian calendar. Wow. Okay. It's slightly more likely to fall on a Friday than any other day of the week, which is interesting.
Oh, I love statistics like that. That's interesting.
It's difficult.
Ollie, in free.
I thought it was oxen free. I love.
Yeah.
This is a mumblecore film. I'm dubbing it right now. This is amazing.
No.
I think it is. Oxen-free truly is the right saying.
Oh, that's an axe. That's not a machete.
Well, he doesn't stick with it. Come on now. I love an unmoving death. Sick.
I'm not going to run. I'm just going to go, ah!
I love it. So it's difficult to pinpoint the precise origins.
I like her sweatshirt.
That's a great shirt. Where's his shirt, huh?
Oh, because they're strip poker. Yeah,
that's right.
Or strip.
That's
monopoly.
A nice little underset too. Not. I just like the fringe. That's all.
Who do I? She seems familiar too. Was she ever in anything else? Also, did you know that you could do a tour of the camp?
I would imagine you could.
Okay, so the tour begins in the dining hall, where the camp counselors sang the songs at the very beginning.
Oh, shoot.
They have a gift shop.
Okay.
Where you can get Camp Crystal Lake Yellow Rain slickers.
See, that's nice merch. I like that.
An Angry Mother Bottling
Except
Company.
She just walked out in a green slicker.
Angry Mother Bottling Company jugs
filled
with
souvenir
water. I'm calling
it right now. That's the color of the summer. Not quite Kelly green.
Well, that's pretty Kelly.
It's like a grass green. It's color of the summer. I'm calling it right now.
Wait, what's Boss doing? Where the fuck has he come back?
He went to town, I thought. I don't know what he was doing there.
Look like some good Danishes.
Man, I could go for a Danish. I might
good
treat
glasses,
myself tomorrow.
Waitress. Yeah. He isn't super dedicated either.
True. See, he cares about him at least.
Babes.
This might be one of the only songs that's playing other than the banjo music in this. That's premium price back then. 2 1/4.
Ooh.
How many days do you think this one shot?
12.
28. Which I think is kind of quick.
But there's the yellow.
Quick for back then. There we go. It's a nice looking slicker.
So they also have a green Jeep on the camp property, autographed by the cast members.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Was he going to get drowned out there?
No, he might get killed, but...
Well, he might wish it were only a nightmare. Just generic horror tagline.
Camp Nobi Bosco.
Yep. You know, they actually, to get it, they donated a bunch of money to the Boy Scouts.
See, this seems really expensive, actually. Scouting leaders agreed to rent the camp out to the movie makers for $25,000.
I mean... If you're thinking about percentages, that's point...
For like, a month.
It's like a half a percentage of their budget, right?
No, it's...
How much is it?
5% of their budget.
Oh. Still seems reasonable.
No, but think about, like, what a rundown Boy Scout camp. to rent for months.
Is it run down? It was still actively used.
No, it says the producers were looking for a rundown camp, and in 1979 when the movie was shot, Camp Nobibosco fit that description.
Okay. Well, that kind of makes sense. You know, Sally Field was actually offered the role of Alice. Did you know that?
Oh, it's good it wasn't her, because she's too famous.
Well,
it'd be weird.
Maybe
now.
Not then. Look at Kevin Bacon now.
Yeah, but I think Sally Field like had already done quite a bit of stuff
probably.
In 1980.
If they were trying to get her, yeah, probably makes sense.
I like her rain jacket a lot.
That's a good color, right?
Yep.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I do like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that color.
It's those rich bolds. I like it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bold primaries and all that stuff. Yeah. Is that a secondary color technically? Because it would be...
ask my daughters.
Blue
they understand.
Yellow makes green, Kelly.
Yeah, they're very good with all of the color wheel stuff.
Yeah, wow.
Complimentary. Okay. All that stuff. I don't understand it.
I told you the breaking glass was worth it, Kelly. He got financed for the film on just that title card shot alone. Friday the 13th and the breaking glass.
And then he had to figure out how he was going to write breaking glass into the film.
Well, yeah. And we might see that later.
Yeah, Kelly. I already read a spoiler, unfortunately.
Oh, come on.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, right.
Really? Supposedly that bacon death was the most memorable one in the entire franchise?
No, sleeping bag death is way more memorable.
Huh, okay.
I don't know which one that is. I feel like that's three? When is sleeping bag death in Friday the 13th? I mean, it's a good one. So actually, it's actually in seven, New Blood, sleeping bag kill.
So whoa.
Jason pushes a guy into a sleeping bag, tightens it, and then smashes him against a tree.
Okay, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Okay, so you want to hear this?
Yeah.
You know, I was just whining about how dumb the neck killing was.
Okay. Did it go between a vertebrae?
So
between a seat?
He had Bacon poke his head through the bunk behind a fake torso.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how.
And then
works.
Crouching under the bunk, Savini's assistant pierced the arrow through the fake neck,
mm-hmm.
and then pumped blood, but. The hose disconnected.
That's why that big burst happened, right?
No, well, not from the disconnection, but the assistant then, like, so they didn't have to refilm it, put his mouth over the hose to blow through it, which is what made it look like it was spurting.
That fucking rules.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything for the shot, folks. Do everything for the shot. That was kind of an abrupt little shot change, right? Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't love that. If I was the editor, I would have taken another pass on that for sure. Click back. What is she reading?
Oh, yeah, did you?
She's got a different book.
Help me. Oh, is that Annie? It's got to be Annie.
I believe so.
I didn't quite kill her. Yeah, so basically this tour goes through all the different murder sites.
Well, that's kind of fun. Is it still a Boy Scout camp, or is this like a Halloween haunt kind of thing? Is this a year-round? This is like the Sawyer gas station or whatever?
I think so.
The Texas Chainsaw gas station?
Oh, man. Oh, there's you go to the diner?
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, no.
Nothing. We'll talk about it in a bit. I just don't want to forget this part.
The Blairstown Diner.
I would eat there.
Mm-hmm.
Two and a quarter or whatever. How much was that whole thing? All right. That was just stupid. I know it's more expensive now.
is pretty. Yeah, this looks like a fun tour. We should go do that.
I love that you're holding the computer with the tour in front of the screen.
No, it's to the side.
Ah, I see that now.
Yeah.
It still looks like you're only paying attention to this tour.
No, I was just trying to, there's just some interesting.
Not the flashlight.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Okay. So even during a commentary of this film with Sean and a handful of other people, they mentioned how far removed the film is from the sexist, misogynistic trash it was accused of being.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know that it's very far removed.
The final girl is far from virginal, seeing as she's had past relationship flirts and smokes pot.
Plus, that doesn't get you off the hook.
Just as many men die as women.
Wow, that's their defense.
Yeah, that's what they're going for. They also said shut up and the B word for some reason. Weird. They didn't say that. Uh-oh. Kelly, where are we?
On the archery field. Yeah. Uh-oh. She's going to get arrowed too. Oh my gosh. So they were trying to rip off Halloween,
of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you know that Victor Miller and Sean had worked together on a different ripoff movie?
Was it Airplane?
No, Here Come the Tigers, which was a knockoff of the Bad News Bears.
No way.
Yeah, for real.
What a bunch of fucking corny dudes.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Where would you place this on the highest grossing films of 1980?
Probably top 10.
No. It was the same year The Shining came out, and The Fog, and Prom Night.
Shining and Fog were really good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
18.
Okay.
Yeah, not great. So sometimes I talk about my Lords of Salem when I screened it, projected it in the field at McCoy Farm.
Oh, yeah.
One year I did Friday the 13th, part one and part two. And three people showed up. Four. It was great. Great success.
I'd do that.
I'd say smashing success.
I would do that.
But they also didn't like the film.
Really?
Yeah. They thought it was... dumb and not good.
That seems weird. Like, who would show up to a screening like that if they hadn't seen the movie and they were showing up? Like,
well, because I've got nice friends that care about me.
Huh.
Uh-oh. Why is the top of the axe not bloody, though? Interesting. So the MPAA, of course, we all know that this went on to be a rather successful franchise, but for the second one, they told them to scale back on the gore.
Tone it down,
which
buddies.
Is such a weird thing for MPAA to be like, all right, guys, you got away with it in the first one.
The movie company made an interesting choice. So in 1980,
yeah,
in June, there was a Friday the 13th, but they didn't release it on that day. They released it a month earlier.
Why?
Yeah,
that's
right?
Stupid.
How dumb is that?
So this, I chose this Coca-Cola Starlight for a reason, though.
Oh, God,
so
okay.
It's supposed to be space-flavored, but also with hints of campfire. It's kind of interesting. They say that space smells or tastes like campfire.
Okay, that's so fucking weird.
I know, right? Well, they also say it tastes like cotton candy and raspberries and burnt steak and s'mores, and that's all of the elements that went into this Coca-Cola Starlight. A lot of people say it tastes like cotton candy, but pretty interesting.
I feel like it's super weird.
Well, yeah, it's weird. Broken glass.
So a little bit more on the snake.
Oh, sure.
Did you know that not only was it a real snake that was killed, but it wasn't a wild snake. It was somebody's pet.
No, they brought it in. And
the pet wasn't told, or the owner wasn't told that it was going to be killed.
No.
Uh-huh.
I hate that for them.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's not fair. Not cool at all.
Do you know what Victor Miller went on to write after this?
Soap operas, right?
Yeah. He did one more scary movie, just A Stranger's Watching, but then soaps.
I don't know about that.
Well, that was bad writing.
What's that?
The whole character of Crazy Ralph.
Okay, yeah.
Was supposed to be a red herring. The audience was supposed to believe that he was the killer.
You think Walt Gourney is the fucking killer?
That was the intention.
Oh, that was, I mean, yeah, that was bad. Worked in Pet Sematary, kind of, when there's a lot of history down that road for a second, right?
Like, yeah.
But then you come to love him. You don't come to love Crazy Ralph the same way.
We don't get much of a chance to. What was the original title?
I don't know.
A Long Night at Camp Blood.
Ah, that's right. That was fine, I guess. I like Friday the 13th better, of course.
But it was referenced in Final Girls.
Of course it was.
No, the that original title was.
Was that the name of the film in Final Girls?
No, the film in Final Girls was Camp Bloodbath.
Ah, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Great film, underrated. Uh-oh, here's the red herring Ralph. He has a wife?
Wait, what?
Wait,
fuck. Most unrealistic part
How
of the whole movie
so far. How am I still single if Ralph has a fucking wife?
It's not the 80s, Byron.
God damn it. That's bullshit.
Also, maybe you just need to lean in and be crazier.
I need to be in a closet? Just like waiting for someone to open the door?
Okay. Super crazy fact, Byron. All right,
tell me about it.
There but was also, another pump the movie. Breaks.
We got some movie ahead of us if you're dropping crazy facts.
There was a movie that came out in 1979 called Friday the 13th.
Excuse me?
And they tried to sue this movie over copyright infringement, but it never went anywhere and it was way more popular. So
that's interesting.
They changed the original one to The Orphan.
So some folks who have ever tried to look up our show on Google, they might have seen the 1953 short Fright Day the 13th pop up. Are you familiar with this at all?
Hmm.
So I believe it's an episode of Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Hmm.
So obviously the Friday the 13th lore goes further back than this film, of course. Love that shot. God, that yellow.
That's
the
why
yellow
the yellow. That's
the
why
background.
They sell the rain slickers.
Yeah, damn, that
the...
was fucking sick. I love that.
Oh wait, hold on. That was definitely not a dude.
All right, calm down. That one got
that was,
you.
Yeah, that
one.
That got you too.
No, I did it with you.
No, you flinched too.
No, I didn't.
You got it. Got you. Nice try. Fucking wish I had a camera on you.
I love that. So this was the same year that Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, came out. Urban Cowboy, Flash Gordon, 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, Caddyshack. There's a lot of pretty decent movies that came out this
year.
Yeah,
I agree. A lot of real misogynistic movies,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. I mean, this wasn't the year Porky's came out, so that's good. Anything's good if it's not a Porky's year. I never watched it, but I know it's gross.
Well,
guys being gross.
You're probably gonna.
Uh-oh, what? What? Tell you to slow your roll a little bit?
No, I was just gonna say that I'm sure that some of the things that I'm thinking about talking about, you're just waiting until.
Of course.
Chris, I actually, when is that revealed?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have to dump some stuff at the end, of course. If this is someone's first time watching, I mean, of course, we don't want to talk about anything that might spoil the big sleepaway campy type.
It's not like sleepaway camp.
Of course. Well, yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
What's that?
During one take, Officer Dorf, played by Ron Milkey's motorcycle, actually fell on him.
And he was kind of asking.
He was an Air Force veteran, but wasn't as experienced with motorcycles.
I told you that motorcycles are just planes on the land, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucked up.
So not only was the score heavily influenced by Psycho, but the storyline itself was.
So it's a combination of Psycho and Halloween, influenced by early Wes Craven.
Psycho wasn't Wes Craven.
No, I know, but he also worked on Last House on the Left.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a reverse Psycho, storyline-wise. Ooh.
What's up?
There was actually a bidding war for this.
A little bit after it was made, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it? Warner Brothers, United Artists, and Paramount?
Oh my God. Who knew that Siskel and Ebert were so forward-thinking? Can we talk about this for a second?
Well, I mean, I've got a Siskel thing I want to talk about at the end of this. Are we thinking about the same thing here?
Where they called it the War on Women?
Oh, interesting. Man, they were, I didn't know that, but we will bounce back. We will bounce back to something that Gene said that I think was pretty aggressive.
Well, and then Siskel did something.
Gene Siskel. Yep. First and last name.
Oh, right.
But we're friends, so I call him Gene.
He did something that was
fucked up. Not great.
Not very kind.
Yeah, so we're going to wait just a bit.
Also, she didn't even want to be in it.
Okay, so we're going to wait.
That wasn't
who's kind. Yeah, come on. We haven't even introduced it. All right.
See, I didn't spoil it, but you did.
Well, you said it.
There are lots of women.
Stop. You're right, though. Just a handful.
It was nominated.
For what?
Worst Picture at the Razzies.
Got a Razzie?
No, it didn't get it. It lost to Can't Stop the Music.
Ah, okay. See, I mean, it's kind of inspiring that Victor wrote a script about summer camp. And had never been to summer camp. I can do it. I've got no experience.
Hold on, I'm not, because obviously I don't want to, but like.
Who is that? Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a picture.
Yep. We're going to have to reference it in a bit.
Well, maybe. Yep. Okay.
In a bit, in a hot minute.
Yeah.
Wow. This was.
See, okay. Here we go. This is why I felt crazy for a second. The two Jeeps in this film, Kelly, are the same Jeep.
They are the same Jeep. I saw that. I wasn't going to tell you, though.
That one.
They just switched the license plates and took the top down.
Yeah. God, that almost drove me mad. I felt like a big old dum-dum, but thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Wow. That, it's interesting because, Byron, do you ever go to like Forest Service cabins or BML,
you know, BLM
cabins?
I've thought about them.
Okay, so they're very fun. I think it'd be your jam. I think you'd enjoy it. Because it's like a nostalgically uncomfortable way of camping rather than just normal camping. And I feel like you wouldn't necessarily like normal camping, but you'd like this.
I mean, I have a cabin.
Yeah, I know. But this is like, the reason I brought it up is all of this stuff in here, like the way that the stove's set up and everything, reminds me of going to one of those because that's how they look.
Yeah, actually, I played a video game. I don't know if I played it on stream, but it was
Man, she looks like the waitress.
It was about a mystery surrounding one of those forest
service cabins.
Forest service cabins.
They're ones so fun.
Up on the big old stilts.
You mean the lookouts?
Yeah, those ones.
The lookout cabins for the Forest Service. Like a Montana one?
No, it was in Colorado, I think. Okay. The video game was based, but it was good.
They are
Firewatch.
You should totally go. I think it'd be a jam for you. I'm
super booked at this point.
No, especially when you can be flexible on days.
I remember I was looking to rent one And you have to, like, on the morning at 6 a.m.
Like, if it's one of the super fancy ones. Like, if you're trying to get the one up at, we've got this really beautiful lake near us, ironically named Lake Como, mm-hmm. and there's one single cabin on it. The rest of it's all private. That cabin, yeah, you have to be on at exactly 6 o'clock, 6 months and before, like, when
yeah,
it opens
six
up.
6 months, right, yeah.
But okay. A lot of the other ones, like, you could jump on right now and get...
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's pretty fun. That's my favorite so far.
Really? But that's just a complete ripoff of Halloween, remember?
Oh, the boyfriend, Bill.
The boyfriend stabbed to the door in the attic.
Yeah.
In Halloween.
But he wasn't stabbed. He had arrows.
Yeah, I don't know if an arrow would hold a human body up. But, I mean, whoever did it must be really, really strong, right?
And now we've got more psycho music.
Oh, it sounds like a Friday the 13th score to me.
Yeah, but that's just because you probably haven't actually... heard the psycho score.
I'm gonna fight you. Yeah, it's just a rude thing to say every time. His score is truly one of the most renowned in the genre, and you continually degrade it every time it starts.
It's degradable because it's just
fine.
It's a blatant ripoff.
That doesn't matter if it's an homage.
It matters.
No, you're wrong. It's great.
What is she doing? She's gonna hang herself?
Yeah, really quick. No, she's gonna tie the doorknob, of course. Because cabins don't have locks, and she's, I mean, smart.
That is smart. That's much better than I would be able to come up with. Alice, I apologize for talking shit about you.
You should apologize to it.
Whew.
Can you apologize to Harry for me, please?
No.
If you could, I'd love it.
I mean, what more do you need to know than the fact that the guy was too high on his horse to come back for the second one, but then by the time they made the fourth one, he was desperate enough that he's like, okay.
Harry did? The soundtrack guy?
Oh, no, that was Savini. Never mind. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Now, Jordan Peterson would make some comment about how it's not sexist to just point out that women are hysterical.
I mean, I think anyone would be. And also, like, how this is all, I believe, in a single take of her, like, frantically building this barricade. And I like that. That's really interesting. Really cool performance.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd agree with that. It's better than a lot of it.
No, I like that they took us along for that whole thing, you know. And again, you know, those long takes are the ones that make you feel more uncomfortable, because the longer you're there in a single take, the more voyeuristic it seems, you know.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
The voyeuristic thing, I mean, well, yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's supposed to also be slightly inspired by the Lake Bodom murders in Finland.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe.
Should probably cover those.
Yeah, we probably should. I thought about it for Camp Friday, doing Lake Bodom.
Oh, we absolutely should.
Yeah.
Wait, why in the world wouldn't we?
Because it didn't involve little girls getting killed. Just kidding, Kelly. Uh-oh, what's that? That was a broken window.
Yeah, well, thank God they used that. Why is she...
tied up, like she's got like a harness on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It doesn't make any sense. See, those completely, like...
Just don't quit talking about it.
No. I'm just saying the weird random, like, why does she have ropes wrapped all around her?
Oh, I thought you were
going to
talk about the
like,
sound,
the super
the
unrealistic
more.
Elements just kind of take me out of it.
I can see that, yeah. But also, it's tough because, like, back then, I think that a lot of... That's amazing. The jacket getting hung up.
Which... probably was an improv thing.
Of course it was.
Oh, look, it's lightning.
Nope, that was the car.
Can't believe they didn't try and tell us it was lightning.
I could see how these... I don't know. You suspend disbelief a little bit more back in the 70s and 80s, I think, right?
I guess.
Because, I mean, filmmaking wasn't necessarily as close to reality as it is
Yeah,
there we go. Who's that? Ah, of course, it's just Mrs. Voorhees, a friend of the Christies. Betsy Palmer.
Yep, didn't want to do it.
She didn't want to do it?
Nope, she just needed a new car.
Oh, well, I mean...
She hated it. She read it and hated it.
See, I don't know much about her, but apparently she was very well known before this, and... Oh, no. Of course she's not afraid.
Well, yeah.
Gosh, yeah, she, in a lot of great films, What Happened to Jane, Time of Your Life, True Story of Lynn Stewart, The Tin Star, Queen Bee. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, honestly, she's pretty muscly to have, like...
Wait, what? It's so funny how... It doesn't matter. Gene didn't like that she was in this. He thought that she was a higher caliber actress, and...
So he punished her.
Yeah, by publishing her home address so fans could tell her... by sending letters.
I'm surprised he didn't get sued over that.
It was a different time, Kelly.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Wait, what? I love that we talked over the lore. She was the cook. Special. Her special little. Ah. Is she a helicopter parent?
No.
I think she wanted her son to be, I don't know, special treatment. I think she's the prototypical Californian soccer mom.
I mean, I don't know that it's unreasonable to think that there should be a lifeguard on duty when children are swimming. You have to
assume that at least two of every six camp counselors are going to be having sex at any moment.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that part.
I think she's punishing everyone.
No, I was just saying that it was, his birthday was Friday the 13th.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
She said today's his birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, whoever was filming this really just should have tried to help him get out of the water. That's a Bowie knife or something.
Wait, where is he? What was that first hit? Where did that even hit?
Also... I just remembered that wasn't Alice going to leave because she had something she had to go deal with? Did we ever get to figure out what that was?
I don't know, but don't make plans for Sunday, it says. It's just kind of weird, right? Don't make plans for Sunday.
You can for Saturday.
I guess. you're going to be busy cleaning up whatever mess this is, but you might want to take Sunday off. All right. How'd that happen?
I mean, she already said everyone's dead, so now she's just, like, confirming it, I guess.
This one...
It's a good thing you closed that door, Mrs. Voorhees.
Another tagline that I thought was your favorite. You may only see it once, but that will be enough.
Yep. Correct. It will be.
I feel like I'm getting sloppy. I'm losing it. It's getting late.
Oh, Alice.
That was awesome. I like that. That's fun.
Channeling dead.
And that's not Razzie worth. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty Razzie worth.
No, I like it. Do we have any more Palmers? Anything we were saving?
Well, the thing about her.
The car, because her. Well, she called the movie a piece of shit, even. That's how crash she was about this.
She really didn't like it. But
she did come back, right?
Yeah, but before this, the one who played Annie, her brother was in Peter Pan on stage with Palmer.
See, everyone was on Broadway in this, which is so funny. Like,
well, no.
Not on
Bacon.
Broadway.
None of the youngins were.
But they all worked in theater.
The old ones were all from Broadway, and the young ones were all from the trash can.
The trash can?
Yeah. They were all really bad actors that were hired having nothing to do with the way they could act.
I mean, I'm trying to think. They've gotten done that technique in casting before.
And just so you know, it's not because Siskel and Ebert were like wusses. They loved Halloween.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I mean, Ebert hated some good movies, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I disagreed with him plenty, but...
Like Tommy Boy? He hated Tommy Boy.
Yeah, I could see
how... Love Tommy Boy.
I do, too, but I could see why it would be hateable.
He didn't like Usual Suspects, didn't like Blue Velvet.
Yeah, fuck him on both those.
Didn't like Fight Club.
Fuck him on that, too.
Clockwork Orange?
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some dumb opinions. Well, that's okay. You got Mrs. Voorhees. Good job.
Yeah, movie's over, right?
I mean, we are trying to follow the model of Halloween. Yeah,
that's true. He didn't like Starship Troopers?
I didn't really like Starship
Troopers. Oh, you should rewatch it. Because
I probably should. It's been a really long time.
You know, it's more about like, it's just more of a satire. And as an adult, I finally view it as that, as opposed to just like a really heavy-handed action movie with aliens. You know, you think a band could play on that stage? That'd be fun.
Wow. Well, I know what band could play on that stage.
Who?
A band starring one of this film's actors. The band was called First Jason.
First Jason.
Now literally.
Tell me about First Jason.
Well, it's a metal band.
Okay.
Featuring...
The First Jason.
The First Jason.
Who we might see. Well, we saw him bobbing his head up in the water.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
he was having trouble swimming while those other people were fucking.
Yeah, so he went on to have a career in music, including a band called First Jason.
He looks really rough. Fingerless gloves, wraparound Oakleys, long curly hair.
He looks like, what's the guy in Princess Bride?
Never saw
My
it.
Name is blah, 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 Montoya, and I'm, you killed my father. But it looks like him plus Rob Zombie.
Don't say that about Rob. What about that guy who looks like Rob Zombie?
Total douchiness.
Okay, so you don't know what Rob Zombie looks like.
I do. Rob Zombie looks more homeless than this for sure, but
false.
There's something really off-putting about people who like intentionally look massively disheveled like that.
Look at how handsome Rob Zombie
is. He is not handsome.
You're wrong.
I do not,
I mean, sometimes he does that, of course.
I literally, there's not an ounce of me that finds him handsome.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
He's like dirty chic. I don't dig dirty chic. I really don't.
That's fine. I just don't know how we're friends.
You like dirty chic?
Well, kinda.
No, you don't. Uh-oh.
One of my favorite shirts is that Miller Lite Nuke shirt that I wear all the time that has, like, holes all over it.
Yeah, but that's like the vintage element. That's not like dirty chic.
I mean, if I had more hair, it would be dirty probably. Right?
I think so. You would still wash it. You're like a, you're like a clean freak.
At least twice a day. Yeah. At least, not just at most twice a day.
Like, I feel like I can smell that picture of Rob Zombie and it's not good.
I bet he smells fine. Uh-oh.
I mean,
cast iron.
Paper, rock, scissors, cast iron, machete, boot.
Oh, no. This has to be kind of a revolutionary twist, right?
That it was the mom?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more twisty than Halloween in that respect, right?
For sure. I mean, Halloween...
I like a twist.
When did they introduce, like, the shape concept?
What do you mean?
You know, that it's not Michael, it's the shape. You know, he's a...
Oh, I can't remember when that was.
He's like a soulless killing machine, basically.
He's like a... what's that? The little figures that become a...
Oh, a tulpa.
A tulpa, yeah. He's like a tulpa.
I should know that before you.
Yeah, it's That's Kelly really territory. Late. I'm really tired.
That's okay, me too. This has been great. I'm just happy we were able to do this for Friday the 13th, you know?
I am too. Oh boy, listen to those frogs. It's the first realistic noises.
I mean, they had plenty of those in the can.
It's very authentic nature sounding right there.
If we want to talk about...
Oh my God, she's obviously still there.
She knows. She saw her in the reflection. So, one of my favorite environmental horror films that you would absolutely hate, but also stars a young Sam Elliott.
Okay.
It's called Frogs from 1972.
Why would I hate it?
Well, because it's not good. It was part of that, like, it was a, I guess, a ripoff of Piranha from around the same time.
So there's looking at the rest of the list of cast. Yeah. I don't think I...
There's a big eco horror trend in the 70s as well.
Whoa. Whoa.
But I enjoy Frogs quite a bit. I think it's kind of fun.
Why haven't they remade that one? Oh, boy.
I don't know, right?
See, this is like upbeat menacing. So she's going to get macheted. Yep. There you go. Look at that clean cut. Good job.
I like... No,
okay,
clenching
see, like,
the fist.
That's fucking insane.
I love that.
What just
that's
happened
great.
There was really
oh,
stupid.
It's amazing. I like all of that.
I
and
didn't.
Just like that, guys, Pam. Fucking Pam Voorhees.
Oh.
Enter and exit.
So does she come back in any of the later ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Like her ghost
like
or her?
Like an echo of her, you know.
I mean, that sounds like a cowardly version of a ghost.
Well. That was a bit of a more poetic way to say ghost. She doesn't really exist. Like, she's a figment, you know. A memory. A manifestation.
Oh, but
in a head
we don't
alone.
Get to deal with ghosts.
No, she's not like a physical.
That's too bad.
They're not gonna, come on.
Oh, yeah, that'd be completely ridiculous.
Well.
Given the rest of this.
What a beautiful
See,
shot,
now we've got
right?
Twin Peaks music, but I can't blame him for that because Badalamenti hadn't written it yet, so.
Oh, I just love this.
I know you do. This is a pretty shot.
I wonder how many people stood up and started, like, you know, like, waiting for the credits. They're like, all right, movie over.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not the motorcycle cop. At least maybe these ones might be helpful.
A little bit of phase on that snare. On that crash, I think, actually.
No audible dialogue.
Of course not. She's waving, though. Just chilling.
She just wants a nippity nap.
You know what's kind of shocking to me?
Hmm.
Not that many crop tops.
See, that actually got me. I even knew it was coming and it got me.
I love that that got you.
Like, I 100% knew it was coming.
Of course you did. That's the, a perfect jump scare.
Okay, so that scene.
Which this reminds me of a Dawn of the Dead ripoff.
Wait, too. What?
Was it a dream? Was it real, Kelly? Who knows?
Wait, they have to like give her the Valium in her butt or what? Like, why did they make her roll? Why?
Yep, they're giving her the shot in the butt. That's where they gave all shots back then.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they didn't have IV lines.
You know what also doesn't make sense? Those nurses' hats. What was that supposed to accomplish?
Well, because they had to have two jobs, that and a fry cook. An In-N-Out burger? Weird way to say that. You know what's kind of interesting?
Hmm.
You like Brian De Palma, right?
Yeah. Big Scarface fan. Another one of those freshman dorm room posters that almost ruined things, but I still don't mind Bob Marley or Scarface. What about De Palma?
Well, the last scene in his film, Carrie, inspired the canoe shot there.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Movie, C-.
Okay.
That last jump scare scene, A+.
It does leave you with something really, really cool. Like a unique concept worthy
way
of a
better
franchise.
Way better than the rest of it.
I think you might be right. The first one is a bit of a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit other than that. That was really impressive.
I mean,
there's Ari as Jason.
There we go.
Now in band, the first Jason.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, like, it introduces a lot of really interesting elements, like the ensemble youth cast in a slasher. It steals from a lot of stuff, but it steals from a lot of, like, really good things, you know? It takes some of the best elements of some of our favorite films.
But if I were to say, like, what did this movie do that made it necessary, like, in addition to Halloween, for example?
Sure, okay.
That's what I would point to.
It set the stage for further, better Friday the 13th movies.
I would say it's because, see, since I don't care about that franchise even, like, for me, what it set the stage for was...
Nope, don't do that.
Why can't I, oh God. It set the stage for really cool, effective jump scares.
She tried to pause it, by the way. Hairstyles by 6 feet under in Westport, Connecticut. I want to go there. Get my hair done. Blairstown. I wonder. Blair Witch Project. I wonder if that... That was Burkittsville, though.
It was.
Now I'm just digging.
Now I'm really sleepy. Can I go to bed now?
You may not. We've got to wrap up our... We had some really great thoughts here. And we spent a really great Friday the 13th. We celebrated for the first time in a long time.
We did celebrate.
Feels nice. So yes. I appreciate everyone tuning in, hanging out. I want to know everyone's thoughts on
Can I stop it now?
Yeah, of course you may. Sorry. I am curious to know what people's thoughts are about this movie, because there's some diehard Friday the 13th fans, and, you know, we can't shit on every film.
No, and I really do think that at the end of that, it is quite impressive. That's a cool thing. Yeah. That was legitimately awesome.
Even though Dawn of the Dead did them. I mean, they do. I guess they open almost with the end of this. Remember, Dawn of the Dead opens with the final girl character having a nightmare, and then those hands reach through the wall, and then she wakes up.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that scene?
Yeah. Also, it really was a reverse Psycho, and the writer mentioned that it was instead of this, it was just a reverse Psycho. I don't want to.
It was a lot of things, but I want to know what it means to you, listener. And I also want to say thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
This is a free preview of a couple cinema autopsies that are available now. When you become a member of the FDS, the Friday Society, at cult.friday.com. So if you want more after this, check that out. Almost 80 episodes of Behind the Screams you can get access to as well. Can you believe it? It's a lot.
A lot
of this, but we're gonna go to bed, continue enjoying your Friday of the 13th.
Indeed.
And until next episode of Cinema Autopsy, we're gonna push this slab into the cold metal drawer and call it a night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Been listening to an Audio Wool original produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowool.co.